It's been 20 years since their first hit recording, one of the very good reasons why the Indigo Girls' compressed harmonies are always recognizable. Two women who sound like sisters, but are not.
I've been banking on a broken machine, left unattended like most of my dreams. Rusted components, humming on one song. We've been staring down the brilliant dream, the sun burns our eyes. We've been fighting for the love of our lives.
That is Love of Our Lives by the Indigo Girls, and it's from their new CD, Poseidon and the Bitter Bug. After 10 albums from major labels, the Indigo Girls are releasing this one on their own new independent label, IG Recordings. Indigo Girls Emily Saliers and Amy Ray join us from WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
You say that you have always felt like an indie band, even when you released your music on a major label. So why did you decide to step outside the embrace of the major label?
Well, we had spent quite a few years on Epic Records, and then we did our last record on Hollywood, and we just felt like it wasn't working anymore. You know, now when we're working really hard, we're working for ourselves. You know, we're not working for a company that we don't really have a connection with and we don't really know the team as well, and it just feels better in a positive way. Yeah.
What is Poseidon and the Bitter Bug? I mean, I get the Greek god of the oceans, but Bitter Bug is something to do with fishing is all I could think of. What is it?
This is Amy. Bitter Bug came from a song I wrote called Second Time Around that's just sort of about my journey through life in the last couple of years. And the bitter bug is like that bug of cynicism that bites you and gets a hold of you. And it's just a character I made up. And so we named the record from one character from Emily's song, Poseidon, and one from my song, The Bitter Bug.
I see. The first song that we've asked you to play for us is called Sugar Tongue. It's the second song on the new album. Can one of you tell us a little bit about that song, Amy?
It's a song about, like, sensual pleasure at the expense of other people and of animals and the world.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
All the fur and fin will lose again, 'cause I better it. How will we replace that symphony? I've got the blackest boots, the whitest skin. Satisfy my sugar tongue again. Sing me lullabies of shoeshine days. Guilty verses for your Aveline. Sing them to me. The blackest boots, the whitest skin.
genocide agreed with a spoonful of dissent. For the orchestra of need is just enough to please this colony. I'm not the blackest boots, the whitest skin. Satisfy my sugar tongue again. Sing me lullabies and morphine dreams. Belladonna with the atropine.
Amy Ray wrote Sugar Tongue. We're listening to the Indigo Girls performing at WHYY in Philadelphia. Each of you has five songs on the album. I had this sense that the two of you have a different sound, you know, that it's possible to recognize who wrote what song. I'm not 100% sure I could do it, but I mean, what do you think about the difference between the way you write?
I think we're pretty different as writers.
That's Amy.
Yeah, this is Amy. Emily tends to write a more linear narrative and often more complex melody, and her range is higher than mine. Typically, we sing lead on whatever we write, and her subject matter is often different from mine. I live in a rural area, and it's really reflected in my songwriting. But, you know, we also try to break out of our own boxes and write like the other person, too, you know, to kind of challenge ourselves.
I was going to say, yeah. I bet you could do that. I mean, without even trying very hard, you could write an imitation Emily Saylor song.
I'd have to learn how to play the chords because she plays such difficult chords, but I would think that's actually a really fun idea for us to write like each other for a record.
Amy has a way. I'm sorry, this is Emily. Amy has a way of really, really rocking out that I could never achieve. It's just part of her nature and part of her, the way she expresses herself. So I could try to write a rock song like that, but I don't think it would feel very authentic.
I'm interested to hear this final song that we've asked you to play for us, which is something we expect a lot of our listeners will know, Closer to Fine. This is from the CD no. that you won a Grammy for 20 years ago. Do you feel like what you play now is a little bit different from what you used to play, this song?
Yeah.
It does. It sounds very different. I think the timbre of our voices in that first record, Indigo Girls, is a lot darker. It's lightened up. I don't know how that's possible after all these years. But
well, we were hanging out in bars all the time.
That's true. Singing until 3 a.m. in smoky bars.
Our lifestyles were pretty wild back then. So. But the arrangement's the same. You just change after so many years, and the audience changes the song too, because as they emphasize different parts that they sing along with, you start doing the same thing, and it's funny how that happens, but it kind of morphs, you know?
Well, let's hear Closer to Fine.
Let me make sure I'm in tune real quick.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
One, two, ready.
Something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. The best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. Lightness has a call, it's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sink it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains. I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountains. Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to me. Questions point me in a crooked light. Unless I see my source for something in it, closer I am to find. Yeah, closer I am to find. Yeah. I went to see the doctor of philosophy.
Rasputin and a beard down to his knee. And he never did marry. We'll see a B-grade movie. And he created my performance. He said he could see through me. So I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. I got my paper, I was free.
Fabulous to hear that again. That's great. The Indigo Girls, their new CD is called Poseidon and the Bitter Bug. It's available through their new independent record label, IG Recordings. Special thanks to WHYY engineer Joyce Lieberman. But of course, most of all, thanks to the Indigo Girls. Amy, Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The fate of hope is so pretty when she shines. And the harbor clings to the jetty for protection and support. Out in the choppy waters, the sharks swim and play.
The Indigo Girls performed another song for us at WHYY Studios, What Are You Like? And you can listen to that at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.